A new study of trachoma infection, which causes blindness, is promising to improve control of this disease in Africa. At the American Society of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene annual meeting in Philadelphia, Professor Robin Bailey presented his findings from the Gambia on the cost of diagnosing the infection in individual children rather than simply treating everybody in parts of the country affected by the disease. He told me that keeping costs down is crucial to the success of any control program.
The study was trying to test whether it would be appropriate to stop mass treatment on the basis of tests for infection. So the WHO strategy for trachoma treatment, trachoma control, is based on mass drug administration. And normally the recommendation is that if treatment is commenced in an area, it should continue for 3 years before things are re-evaluated. Now, if it were the case that a single round of treatment were able to reduce infection to relatively low levels, then one can see a scenario where it would no longer be necessary to treat for 2 years, for two further years, and a test for infection might demonstrate that further treatments were in fact unnecessary and therefore an unnecessary waste of money and resources.
Now, it would seem to many people that it's a given that you should have diagnosis, but apparently this is not the case, and you have done some very elegant cost analyses to put people on the right track.
Yes, the usual strategy for determining whether trachoma is a problem is based only on clinical signs. That is, it's not based on a microbiological diagnosis of the chlamydial organisms that cause trachoma. And our study is really just an illustration of the situations in which it might be rather important to be able to diagnose infection, and where an understanding of the role of infection might lead you to do completely different things on the ground.
What came out of it?
The study showed that that there would be a considerable cost advantage in testing for infection, for testing individuals for trachoma infection, if as a result of those tests for infection, one was then able to avoid two further rounds of unnecessary treatment. So it suggested that in certain places, there would be a great advantage to testing for infection following one round of treatment, because the results might lead to you being able to avoid two further subsequent rounds. And the studies also suggested that depending on how you chose to sample individuals, it would be possible to save considerable sums of money by a testing strategy versus avoiding the further treatments, the annual treatments that were unnecessary.
And you need to base your judgment then on data, not just because you think it's a good idea.
Absolutely right, absolutely right. The better you can collect your data, the more influence you can expect your study to have.
Professor Robin Bailey of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, talking to me in Philadelphia at the annual meeting of the American Society of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene. For Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.